Welcome to the Infrastructure Show. I'm your host, Professor Joseph Schoeffer of Northwestern University. The Infrastructure Show is designed to present to listeners the reality of America's infrastructure, its condition, why it is the way it is, and what can be done about it. We gratefully acknowledge contributions to sustain the Infrastructure Show from Dr. Robert Peskin, Dr. Raymond Ellis, and Andrea and Ron DeFeo. Bay City, Michigan is about 100 miles northwest of Detroit on the Saginaw River where it enters Lake Huron. Bridges are an important part of its road network, but over the years those bridges have aged and repair needs have stretched the city's budget. Recently, the decision was made to sell two bridges to a private consortium that will pay for improvements. Here to discuss Bay City bridge issues and the plan to address them is the city manager of Bay City, Dana Muscott. I'm glad to talk with you this morning, Dana.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
So tell us something about Bay City. How big is it and what's the economic base?
So Bay City, we have about 34,000 residents. You know, we're about middle road income levels here in Bay City. We do have below poverty. There is a percentage that's below poverty for incomes, and that kind of did play a role a little bit in our bridge discussion just because of the toll issues. So we were pretty cognizant of our income and in the struggles that our community does face.
So tell us something about the geography and the role that bridges play.
So with geography, it's interesting. In Bay City, we actually have four bascule bridges. That's really uncommon for a community to have that many, especially one of our size. Two of them are owned by the state of Michigan, and two are owned by the city. Ironically, one of them, and we have been having this discussion with the state and with the federal government over the past couple years, is one of them we think is a regional bridge. It services the Thumb area of our state, and it's a recreational bridge that takes people from that area of Michigan to the interstate, so which is, you know, an MDOT road. So we were looking for federal funds and for state funds to help us with that bridge. So, like I said, it's very uncommon for a city our size to have four bridges, but we do, and we're trying to deal with that.
And particularly uncommon to have four lift bridges or bascule bridges. What's the historic reason for that?
Probably because of our boating. We have a lot of waterways, traffic. We have a lot of yards that people, you know, bring stone to. We have a stone dock that's downriver. But we do have a lot of freighters that come in from the bay bringing those loads. And we do have a lot of pleasure craft as well, sailboats that are higher. That works into one of our new bridges that we are having rebuilt, that we are able to build that just a few feet higher so they don't have to be opened as much.
So, and historically, as I recall, Bay City was a shipbuilding center, wasn't it? Particularly during the Second World War.
It was right outside City Hall here, right on the river. The Brown Hoist was right here, and that was a big production here for years and years. Many people in Bay City worked there. I hear lots of stories of people how they used to walk to work and worked in the shipbuilding yard. So that was a historic area at one time.
Yeah, Brown Hoist goes way back. Their equipment was used to help build the Panama Canal in 1904. So that's a historically significant company. So what work is needed on those bridges?
So on those two bridges, you know, they were built in, one was built in 1983. And the other one was built in 1973. So both of them have come to the end of their life. There's a lot of work that needs to be done on them, which has financially strapped our city. We have a lot of block cracking. We have joint failure and some spalling. The sidewalk and shoulder area are wearing. We have the beams are rusting. We have a lot of corrosion. With that comes a large price tag that our city just cannot afford anymore. And so we have funds that come in from Act 51 monies for our roads, and the city of Bay City ultimately has to spend that on our bridges, which takes it away from our neighborhood roads. So the potholes and the resurfacing of our roads in our neighborhoods have not been done in many, many years because all those funds are going to the bridges. So that is where we faced the issue at hand, that we just cannot support the bridge needs anymore financially without having the ideas of what we would do as far as maybe even closing a bridge. There are so many different options that we looked at, but financially we just can't support those bridges anymore.
So you actually did consider shutting down a bridge?
Yeah, it was one of those options that were thrown out there, and we looked at it over the last couple years as far as options of what the City Commission had. One of them was to close one of the bridges, and obviously it would have been one of the city bridges, and there was a big uproar from our community as far as, you know, the transportation aspect and how it would affect economically, like, those areas of the city, because there's business districts on each side of those bridges. So that was considered, and the City Commission decided not to do that.
Were there any, other than privatization, were there any other financial options considered?
There wasn't any. We had done so many grant applications. We had gone straight down to Lansing and asked for help. We had meetings with MDOT asking for them to actually take over one of the bridges. And obviously, with the financial issues that they're having at the state as well, they just couldn't do it. So we really didn't have any other options but to privatize the bridges.
Tell us about the consortium that's going to take over these bridges.
Sure. So we put out a bid process, actually, an RFP, and we had three different companies that responded and presented to our City Commission. And United Bridge Partners was ultimately chosen by the City Commission, and now they are called Bay City Bridge Partners. And we actually entered into an acquisition and development agreement with them to convey the Liberty and Independent bridges. So the process is still in place. There's some things that we still need to do to make it happen. So we're partnering with them to push that along. And so what they're going to do is they're going to rehabilitate and modernize Liberty Bridge, since the mechanics are very old in Liberty Bridge, and they're actually going to replace Independence Bridge. So they're going to demolish the existing structure and rebuild a new four-lane bridge. It's going to have pedestrian and bike paths. And all of this is going to be supplemented with tolls, which is new to our community and is new to Michigan as well. So we're getting through that process right now and trying to get that going.
So will both of the bridges be tolled?
They will both be tolled. And so, ironically, you know, we're going to have two other options in the city of Bay City where people can go to state bridges and not pay to get over, all within, you know, just a couple miles of each other. So, yes, they will both be tolled.
And how will the tolls be collected? Will they be done electronically?
It is electronically. It's something similar to they have, you know, in Ohio and in Florida. And it's actually the fees that this company is charging is not very high. I know people have questioned, you know, just paying to cross over a bridge. But they were very considerate, like I said, of our income level here in Bay City. So, yeah, they will be collecting those.
Have they announced the toll levels?
They have. So what's going to happen is there's going to be no tolling at all during the construction period. So we estimate that the construction period is going to be about 5 years. And once that happens, there will be a $15 per month charge for unlimited crossings. You know, that's for cars and trucks, motorcycles. They have to have a transponder, but it's $15 per month. If they choose to, you know, not do that, we are only going to charge 50 cents per crossing for a Bay City resident if they don't have a transponder. Non-Bay City residents will have $15 per month, same as the residents, and a $2 per crossing for non-Bay City residents.
And how will, at the point of collection, how will you distinguish between residents and non-residents?
They're going to be able to do that with their license plate. They did a test run before this all happened to be able to see if they could distinguish between the two, and they were able to do that. So there is going to be, if they get a transponder, they're going to have to show that they're not a Bay City resident if they're from out in the county. So they'll be able to distinguish that way. But the rest of them will be just purely by license plate.
Okay. And so there won't be any cash. Will there be any cash toll collection?
There will not be.
So you have to have a transponder any way you look at it.
Yeah, well, you have to have a transponder, and if you don't, the license plate will be picked up, and they will get an invoice in the mail.
Oh, so that's another option. Is there an extra fee for the by-mail invoicing?
No, there's not an extra fee, not at all. It's just you would get, obviously, the lower price if you did the $15 per month transponder as opposed to doing the $2 every time you cross, because ironically, people probably will cross it twice, right? Once going and coming back.
They have to come home at night. Yes, yep. That certainly makes sense. So tolling is a completely new concept in your community. What's been the reaction to that?
Well, the commissioners and myself and staff, you know, we did hear quite a bit. That was the holdup, was the tolling. Obviously, people felt that they've been paying their taxes for years and, you know, they don't think that they need to pay something extra, you know, just to cross a bridge that's in their community. We had to do a lot of education on the money that we had always received for the roads went into these bridges, and this was just something that needed to be done. We had a lot of public meetings, and probably 90% of those comments were about the tolling. It wasn't about a private industry coming in and taking the bridges over. It was about the tolling. But United Bridge Partners, I feel, has been very fair about doing the 5 years while construction is free, and then for another 5 years after that, or 4 years after that, they're not going to charge Bay City residents. And if you are low-income criteria, you're never going to have to pay a toll in Bay City. They established that if you meet those low-income thresholds, they will never, ever charge a toll for that resident.
So that's an unusual agreement, but presumably you have to get some kind of certification from people on an occasional basis to make sure that they stay in that category.
Yeah. I think that was a good community outreach on their behalf, just to show that they're going to be in our community and they're going to be good stewards and take care of our residents here.
And so one of the bridges will be demolished and replaced. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
And if I understand what you just said, that's going to be built higher so it doesn't have to be a lift bridge.
That is correct. They're going to build it. Well, there's still going to be a bascule bridge. It's still going to stay bascule. They're going to build it just a few feet higher to accommodate some of the ships and some of the pleasure craft that comes through, and they won't have to open it for certain ones. Now, the freighters, that's a different story. They're still going to have to open it. So it is still going to be a bascule, but just built a little bit higher.
So presumably then there would need to be a bridge attendant to operate the bridge, to open and close it?
Correct. Yeah, we will still have bridge tenders on those two bridges. Right now, we're in a transition period with that, with the company, and they're using our bridge tender still. They have made a commitment that they will still use our bridge tenders going forward and use us for, you know, like O&M. So we'll still be snow plowing for them, doing just general maintenance, and that'll be invoiced back to them.
You'll charge it back, yes. Okay, that certainly makes sense. So do you think, is this a typical small city problem that you have an expensive piece of infrastructure that needs care and perhaps replacement, and finding the money is a real challenge?
Yeah, I agree with that statement 100%. I mean, I listened to, you know, other managers around our state, and they have bridges in their community, and it was interesting that they all sat back and were watching to see what we were going to do, because this was the first time that a private company came in and bought a large piece of infrastructure like this in our state. So I think, you know, we all need to take a step back and see, you know, is this the way to go, to do a P3 or to go to a private company and see how that'll help our struggling communities with these high-priced infrastructure needs.
It's interesting. So you're sort of, Bay City is a market leader in this sense. Do you think you'll see more of this in Michigan?
I would hope so, actually. Just because I see these communities struggling, even if it's a smaller bridge, they still just don't have the money to repair it. Yeah. I see some in our neighboring townships that they've closed, you know, just on a local road. They might have just a small bridge going over, a tiny little creek or a river. They just don't have the money to do it. So it is an option for them.
Yeah, it's interesting to see this. Certainly, United Bridge Partners they've done this in other places, but they're new to Michigan, I think.
Yes, they are new to Michigan. You are correct.
Okay. So what's the current status? Work hasn't started yet?
So work hasn't started yet where people can see. We are still having our weekly meetings with United Bridge Partners. There's some things, like I said earlier, that we need to get through. We need to work on some tolling at the state level. There's some questions that the Michigan Department of Transportation has for us as far as just getting through the process, because there was some state and federal dollars used for those bridges back in the day. So we are getting through those processes right now. They are doing the background permitting right now with the Army Corps of Engineers and with the Coast Guard. So for the next year, they had already projected that we won't see anything. We're just going to be seeing the permitting process in the background. So it's mostly background work that's being done right now.
And do you find that public opinion is shifting more in your favor as time goes on?
Well, I mean, right now, I think it's quieted down just because they don't see any work being done. I think once the construction starts, it'll spur the public conversation once again. So we'll have to wait and see how that goes in the year to come.
It will be interesting, not just for you, but for the rest of us that are watching you from a distance as you move forward with this, what is likely to be a financing scheme that we're going to see a lot more in the future. Dana, I really appreciate your giving us your insights into this process, and we'll keep an eye on you as time goes on. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay. Have a great day. Thanks. Bye.
Yes, you too. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The Infrastructure Show. If you enjoyed the conversation as much as we did, please subscribe to our podcast and encourage your friends to join us too. The Infrastructure Show is recorded at the Studio Media Recording Company in Evanston, Illinois, under the direction of Scott Steinman, recording engineer with a commitment to great sound. Our producer is Marion Sowers, a journalist with a passion for infrastructure. And I'm Professor Joseph Schoeffer. Few people are more curious about infrastructure than I am.